Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. You remember the old Beatles song, Come Together? Come on, sing it with me. Come together right now. Over me. Come on. Is that just gets you fired up, doesn't it? I mean, really? I love the Beatles. My dad thought that they were just weirdos with those pointed shoes and funky haircuts, but what a great band. Okay, anyway, the point is that we are to come together. The church is to be in unity as they come together. The early church met together to learn about God. And that's one of the reasons that we're a part of church. That's one of the reasons we are church, that we're to never stop learning about the divine and his love and plan for our life. But they also did life together and talked about what was going on in their lives. And we can accomplish that by being a part of small groups. If you're not already part of a small group, I want to encourage you that wherever part of the world you're in, find a Bible-believing church that offers small groups that you can find this wonderful life together with a community. And the early church, they would meet together frequently, and they worshiped in a place that they met, because Jesus, even though they may not have understood everything that we do because they didn't have the Bible in front of them in its entirety, they met together to worship. They understood that worship was a big deal. They understood that in Christ, they became worshipers. That's what being about church is all about. It's about meeting together as followers of Jesus to learn about him so we can live more like him. And when we come together to talk about our lives, to help each other out, what is a natural overflow is worship, that we come together because he wants us to live in community. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42, the scriptures say, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders, and all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day, the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. My friend, listen, come together right now. And why? To be in the power and presence of Jesus our Lord. It is his church that we come together and celebrate in. We celebrate in our victories and we celebrate in our struggles because he is the cornerstone and he is life in and of itself. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.